And what is the source of your interest in probability, Professor Pickleberry?
Well, Erhard Schmidt, I think, and his pupil, his last pupil.
Erhard Schmidt.
Yeah.
Did he write a book or anything like that? Or
no, he was extremely lazy.
Yes.
He became famous by Caesar's
the Schmidt.
Integral equation.
Yes.
Well, I think he really was the first one who had the idea that these things should be done geometrically. That Hilbert space was really a space in the sense of geometry.
Well, that was a very important insight, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and Hilbert did not really have this geometrical idea. It was more a formal thing, this thing, Hilbert space.
I mean, I was taught by a pupil of Hardy, and I remember a sort of tension here, because he was very much what you might call, I mean, my teacher was a Polish type real variable theorist, and as such, he counted as a soft analyst.
Yes.
But at the same time, while he got me to read things in that area, I think he felt a kind of guilt, and he would talk a great deal about Hardy's view that all this sort of thing was soft, and the real analysis was hard, and that meant, for example, things like properties of the Riemann zeta function and so on.
But you see, Erhard Schmidt was a blend of both, and so we never had this feeling. That came up later when Robert Key entered Berlin, thinking mathematical thinking in Berlin.
I was told to read, for example, I was told to read Lavallée-Poussin's tract on the Lebesgue integral.
Yes, I did that.
And that was fine.
Yes.
And then I was...
You know, the first Martingale theorem is in it.
Yeah.
It was discovered by him in 1916.
It's a wonderful book. And then I was told something like, well, there is this book by Banach on Opération Linéaire, because at that time there wasn't an English edition. And it's a very good book, but somehow it's really rather wicked. I mean, these words weren't used, but one was given the impression that to read it would be some kind of almost sexual aberration. I mean, it was not what any gentle sort of an English gentleman would do. And I remember about 2 years later, when I was working with a group of mathematicians of very mixed origins, and not people from Cambridge, Frank Anscombe, who was a very well-known statistician today, revealed the fact, I mean, just happened to mention the fact that he had read the greater part of Banach's book and regarded it as part of a mathematical education. And I was very shocked that he had read this, and yet he still seemed to be respectable. He didn't show any signs of moral degeneracy. Gradually, I was tempted to read part of it myself, but it took me a very long time. I think this had a very bad effect on English mathematics, this view of Hardy.
Mm.